Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry. Hosted by the lovely The Angelic Poet. Sit back, relax, enjoy.
Become one with this poetic family as we enjoy each other's company. A mixture of R&B and spoken word with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetry. The angelic poetry. Original, original, original.
I can't be without you, baby. Anybody who's ever loved you knows it. Straight T's, rhymes, I make these. Whack MCs, I hate these. Radio consistently play these generic, gimmicky compositions. Got me pulling the ink off my sheets and slapping cats with my parentheses. Filling these listeners of lyricism with BS, polluting their paragraphs with materialistic philosophy. Pouring propaganda into the mind of the influential. It's detrimental. This gets me violent, crawling through 200 degrees sand in search of an oasis in this desert of hip hop. I'm on a quest to quench my thirst with verse that is creative, but all that's in the atmosphere is money and bitches, jewelry, illegal activity, squandering greenbacks for mere possessions. It gets me agitated, I'm irritated, aggravated. I'm ready to spit wisdom, pour knowledge in your Kool-Aid. I'm ready to murder these so-called murderous MCs. Yo, you ain't a drug trafficker. You make your money off of mediocre metaphors laced with make-believe massacres. You not a rapper, you a character. Got me ready to attack you rivals with a rifle loaded with semicolons and exclamation points and pop off until you get the point. Cause sometimes I get homicidal thoughts. See these 9mm of rhymes be committing crimes in the back of the mind. And when my tongue cocks back on the hammers of hot raps, I bust off quicker than an impotent senior citizen. Assassin feminine, got you hesitant to hold your pen. I got that dime flow with nickel-plated sentences, ghostwriting for my nemesis and charge high percentages. I'm a simile specialist with vest that bulletproofer, infected with a verbal tumor. I'm sick, injecting my virus on your computer just so you can download my hot flow. Y'all beg me to sneeze on your loose leaf sheets and blow my nose and you're inadequate prose. Hell no, black roads like I who rode the underground railroad. Cause I refuse to slay for radio play, and I refuse to hear the nonsense you got coming my way. I can tell by the way you write, you must be Juan Love Jones and play Brother to the Night. Recite that shit till you get it right, am I right? Of course I am, you ignorant, arrogant Africans. Cut your shenanigans, you're a lyrical embarrassment. Have you vanished into slow like Napster on the internet? Keep coming with the corny poetry, you'll be in a hole. See, deep like 6 feet, it's unattractive. Drop so much shit, you flow laxatives. I'm the adolescent with a flow so abundant it assassinates the game's redundance. I'm above it. Stop playing. Your amazing phrasing was really a fabrication of articulation, defacing realness with the basics. You pale like Michael's pigmentation. Your skill is a figment of your A&R's imagination. If you just wrote some rhyme that you have in your mind instead of conforming to the norm that you heard all the time, you'd be fine. But in the meantime, I'll be in the audience, not applauding your fraudulence to make you my rival with thoughts homicidal. Cause sometimes, just sometimes, I get homicidal thoughts.
The original poetry after dark. This is the poet that's in the building. Welcome all, welcome all. Thank you for tuning in to us. Tonight we're doing movie clip night. It's going to be open mic as well, so feel free to press one if you're trying to get on the mic. We're asking, what's your favorite line or scene in a movie? And I took the liberty of picking my favorite out, and I'm going to share with you guys tonight. I will be playing a few tracks in the beginning of the show because I do have some issues with my co-host getting on, so I have to talk to BTR and see what's going on. But we will be talking and getting the movie clips going on and getting the mic flowing in just a moment, so bear with us. This next piece I'm going to play for you guys is titled Afro. Sorry, the poet's name is Afro Punk, and this is titled She.
Lady Ladies and gentlemen, beautiful people of all rainbow tribes and life stages, this is for the girl on the playground who fits into no sand or water box, so she sits backwards on the swing and sings to her own beatbox. Her, just a nerd girl who geekily studies science and liberal arts. At night, she reads Octavia Butler undercovers in horoscope charts. She is an assassin, Nikita, a sexy poet diva. Before it was festiva, she said pomegranate margaritas. Oh, she still bumps salt and pepper in Queen Latifah. She is a head bopper, two-stepper, finger tapper. She eats platanos, black beans with a side of red snap. She is a jam star, super sheeress. Nappy headed, baby genius, big sister almighty. DJ spinning all night, the slam poet, word line fighting. Mother Earth, rain, thunder, lightning. Pow! She is an ugly duck who is pretty as fuck. Making sex a lot doesn't make her a slut. She isn't a nympho because she uses dildos. She likes that good, good when she can. Busy 7 days of the week, most of which she has to eat, pray, and sleep. She is the feminist, the lesbian, the dancer, the thespian, the teacher, the preacher, best friend, secret keeper. She is your alpha, your delta, your soror line sister. You wish she lived closer. She's your front end, you miss her. Your mommy, your auntie, your prayer vigilante. She is the vegetarian who likes the smell of barbecue. She has her own thoughts and point of view. Her iPod has NECA, Temptations, and Blink 182. She is the wisdom you need before and after the storm is over. Pays homage to ancestors, Kuji Chakalia Ujima. She pops and locks to Sweet Honey in the Rock. She is your dream catcher, your lucky clover. She built the bridge you are crossing over. She is icy hot, massaging your shoulders. She will die young because she was born older. Frontline activist, seamstress of urban vintage, surgeon repairing stitches. She wears a hard hat digging ditches. And when I get married, you can call me Mrs. London Bridges. This is for the girls labeled trouble for being themselves, who refuse to sit on shelves and wait for the world to give them permission to come out and play. This is for me, this is for you, our fuerza, our strength, and our truth. She gives birth to a grid like a harlot, working like a mother with twins. She holds secrets within. Summer fruit has thin skin. Her soul born in the winter. Blizzards made her thicker, richer, swifter. She's moving so fast, if you blink, you might miss her. She booms like a tempest, gravity can't resist her. She tastes like a milkshake made with hard liquor. I told you before, and I'll tell you again, don't underestimate the power of a woman. Yes, I told you before, and I'll tell you again, don't underestimate the power of a woman.
All right, all right. There is no 4th year after dark. This is Movie Clip Night, along with Open Mic. So if you're trying to get on the mic, 347-826-9842, and we'll open up your mic. I don't know what's going on with my co-host, my chief.
I'm here. I fall, and I fall, and I just seem to run, and I'm here.
Hey, you conquered them. If you just kept fighting, you got in. That's what I'm talking about.
They had me up there 5 times. I said, now she know all them people, ain't me.
Yes, I had to just start hanging up on some. I didn't know what was going on. That was weird. I'm glad you got through.
Hi, everybody.
Yes. So, what you think about this movie, Christine? Do you have any favorite lines you want to share?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of favorite lines. Like, I sat there, almost rotted in that jail. But then I saw you. And I was there all the time.
Well, I know the movie. I know the movie, people. And I know y'all know that movie. Oh, my goodness. Because she had to go there. I have to finish up. This is one of my favorite lines right here.
Boy, if you gonna let this little nappy-head gal sit here and cuss you out like that, you sitting at the head of your own dinner table and you acting like a waiter.
Yeah, she spit that food cup.
I know, right? Well, next time she gonna put some Suge Avery P in it.
That's right.
That is a classic. That's a class. That was all right, poets. I see y'all lining up. Press one to get on the mic. We're trying to hear from y'all. We want to know what is your favorite movie line or scene. And after you let us know, you can definitely sit on the mic. Get some poetic lyrics.
Shout out to the poets in the chat room. Don't be scared. It's all right. See, what happens is we have a theme show, and then people think it's still not open mic. If you don't have a piece about a movie clip and blah, so forth, just spit your piece. You can say what your favorite movie clip is or your favorite
right.
line.
You're not asking if you guys have a piece for that. I mean, goodness, I guess that would be a little bit much. But if you do, that's cool, too. But, you know, it's not a requirement to get on the mic. Okay. So I'm going to move on. And I'm going to play another piece. And we come back, we're going to play some more clips of the poet's favorite movie.
You could just call and guess that clip. What movie was that? Y'all know what movie it was. Run that.
Y'all better know what movie that was. Come on now.
Press one and guess the clip.
Oh, my goodness. There's also one that just got on the line. This is the clip I played.
Boy, if you going to let this little nappy-head gal sit here and cuss you out like that, you sitting at the head of your own dinner table and you acting like a waiter.
I want to play this track. This is Lamont Carey, and I Can't Read.
I can't read. I'm in the sixth grade, and I can't read. And the class is so full that the teacher doesn't even notice me. Only when she asks me to come to the board. This doesn't concern me.
What's up, fam? It's your man, One Love. When I'm not thumping on Thursdays, you know I'm bumping with my girl, the poetess, the original Poetry After Dark. You heard me. Get right. Tuesday and Friday night, 11 p.m. EST. Only on blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess.
You're the greatest.
That's right. It was from Poetry After Dark. It's the movie clip night. Asking poets, oh, what is your favorite movie? Scene or line? Let us know. Let me get on the mic. That's what we're looking for. Y'all just chilling tonight. And you know I'm giving the DJ a real song. Say again?
I said, you looking for that. I'm looking for a bottle opener.
Okay. Look at him trying to use different numbers on me. I know who this be. I will say it real quick. We got somebody in queue. Let's see. Another movie clip of mine. I mean, this chick here obviously had a bad day. She said so. And this is just somebody you just do not want to be around. Plus, she has a child. This is a classic right here, people.
No more hangers! No wire hangers ever!
Ever. God damn it.
Ever. Nobody's going to get that. I don't think anybody is going to get that way. It might be some people out there that watch movies, but I don't think they're going to get that way.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what it is, Chief? I know what it is.
Okay, come on, y'all. Y'all got to know
I know what it is. So if you're going to ask me, I got the answer. But I'm going to leave the call and see if they can guess. But I got
to. We got a couple people. Maybe a lot of people know what that is. I saw the cue just go, wow. No wire hangers ever. 347. You're in the building with the Poetess and China Blue. What's up, it?
What's good?
What's good, boo?
What's good, love?
It's Poetic Black. How y'all doing, man? What's good with y'all, man?
Oh, man. Lovely. I'm good.
That's what it is. Yeah, I heard y'all play that clip from The Color Purple. That shit.
That's right.
I remember that shit. The last one y'all played, I don't know what that was. I'll probably get a good
listen. Oh, my goodness.
I think you got to be a movie watcher to get that one. You got to be a movie watcher to get the last one. But The Color Purple, that was
good. Yeah, The Color Purple.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember that
I think the one I just played was a given. But, you know, I guess it's like trying to say you got to be a movie watcher.
I probably didn't hear it all the week. I was going through my album, man. I was listening to my pieces. And I didn't really hear it all that well. So maybe I probably know what it is, man. Maybe.
Yeah, all right. Do you have a favorite, before you sit, we need to know, do you have a favorite movie clip and what it is?
I think my favorite movie clip, like comedy-wise, would be that Coming to America when he was singing that Queen to Be. She's your queen to be.
Yes. That's your... Hold on. Let me get on that. She's saying completely.
I think my best movie clip of all time, like, is the Five Heartbeats when they did that song, The Heart of the House for Love. That's my favorite shit, man.
Really? Yeah, that's my favorite. Hey, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Yes, Poetic Black, I'd have never pegged you for that. I can
I got this piece, man. This piece right here, I hope Yayo ain't on the line, man, because this piece is for me and Yayo, man. But I'm going to spit this piece. I'm waiting for her to come with her half. But this is a collab that we're working on. Give y'all a sneak peek, you know what I mean? We go in the studio and put it down. But, it's called The Truth, and I'm a rock out for y'all. Hope y'all dig it. I said, my pen bleeds for this, hemorrhaging with black ink that bubbles with heat like lava that burn these pages that singes bones with metaphors to the very marrow. Until it lies in your subconscious that when you do speak, it's alive, a whole remnant of my sentiments. So I'm like an amazing muse. So don't confuse this with just mere words spoken. Because I take this spoken word serious. And I treat this gift with the delicacy it deserves. That's why my hand trembles when I write these words for fear. That I may construct new civilizations with my sentence structure. That I may resurrect the dead minds living in these living shells that sell their morale for monetary gain. My pen bleeds for them, and my poem speaks for them. Those whose voices are silenced by the plague of complacency. Those who are content in their straight ways because society has convinced them that this, that their worth lies on ball courts and stages. For my pages free them, with the freedom to aspire to higher heights. This is why I write, to uncover the plight and schemes of these crooked politicians and their constituents that seem to see us fail, whose ardent desire is to see us behind bars and cells, whether it's Attica or the back of project stairwells. They want us confined. I slam for them. So fuck the judges, audience, and applause. And I'm appalled that these rappers hold the biggest platforms, but they perform for Platinum, Gucci, and Audemars. They're injecting these vain looks and empty hooks in our youth, 16 bars at a time. They got them in skinny jeans, fucked up in a junky lean from 14 to 40. They don't know whether they're going or coming. And they're dumbing down these verses that got our babies running down these hearses, dying to get in. Dying to fit in like fat feet in stilettos. And they go aping bananas over Jay, Jay and Weezy. Believing these rap stars who push hot cars hold the keys to success. And they invest countless hours of the day trying to mimic what they do, wear, and say. But me and Yayo, we got that antidote to this disease that got our youth in dis-ease about who they are. Their identity is a mystery, confused and conflicted with who's the hottest MC spitting in the game right now. But don't compare us to them, because if they're spit, we're slim, thick and rich with this gift wordplay where Mr. and Mrs. Smith of these words say, that's wordsmiths. For those who can't catch the theme, we bleed, eat, and breathe poetry. We scratch, itch, and fiend poetry. Our prose go way beyond Pro Tools and booths. We spit this shit on crack corner curbs and stoops. It's embedded in us. So how the fuck these superficial lames think they're better than us? Every time we touch the mic, we're touching lives like pedophiles in daycare. We get it in. We produce light when we write. Our notepads glow like iPads at night. Our flow is pretty, like the boy Floyd hitting the focus pads before a fight. But still gritty, though. No schemes, plots, and loopholes. Just the truth. And that's that piece.
Hey, let me, that right there was just super duper 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 hot. Did you spit both sides or you just spit your part?
No, I just spit my part. That's just my half right there.
That's gonna be a 5-piece right there.
Yeah, so yeah, yo, I know she working on it, man. She gonna put it out, man. It's going down. And I got something with Pain coming up soon too. That shit gonna be bananas, man. Like for real.
No doubt. No doubt. Put y'all two together. Tell people how they can find you, baby.
Yeah, Daniel Green on Facebook. That's DanyL Green, like the color. Hit me up on Facebook. So I'm definitely with the collabs, and let's make it happen. I'm all filled up on my first album that's coming out soon, but we can work on the next one. You know what I mean? And like real talk, yeah, get at me, man. Let's bring this poetry to the forefront. Yeah, I know how to get down. let's get it, man. Like poetry, for real, for real.
Hello,
yeah,
thank you for calling.
Most
definitely. All right. Okay. We turned into the original poetry after dark. The poets from China Blue. This is Movie Clip Night. Asking poets, what is your favorite line in the movie or scene? Let us know and spit your piece. So my next one, I have a.
Wait, you got to play that other one again.
Which one?
We got callers. They might know what that one is. Let them get that one.
Okay. The one I played before we heard from Poetic Black. I can't believe y'all don't know this.
No wire hangers! No wire hangers ever!
Ever. So, yeah, if you know who that is, what movie that is from, please let us know in chat or as we pull you out of queue. My next round, this is, I'm going to keep on the funny side for a second. You really, really have to be a movie watcher to know that this is an old classic, too. All right.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kites, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved Corps. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you.
No, yes, sir.
No idea.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Barbara, a.k.a. Poetic Seduction, she got it. She said it was Mommy Dearest, people. I mean, how could you forget that crazy
Mommy
lady?
Dearest, that's it.
And they got the second one in chat, too, and that was Full Metal Jacket. That movie was, I mean, to me, it was hilarious. The drill sergeant was off the chain. And then the boy, they end up killing himself. Oh, my goodness. That dude was off the chain. He said, I bet if there's some pussy up there, you can get your ass up there.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, let's keep it real. That's what, you know, they were doing training or whatever. But, yeah, if you've seen the movie, you know what it is. All right, back to the phone line. 240, next up. You're in the building. The poet is in China Blue. What's up?
Hello. Hi, it's Takesha.
Hey, boo.
Hey, I knew both of those movies. I was over here jumping up and down, raising my hand. Like, oh, my goodness. Mommy Dearest, my mom made me watch that, like, when I was so little.
I only seen it one time, but I definitely remember the hanger scene.
Oh, my goodness. I made my kids watch that, like, 3 years ago. I love that movie.
I don't think you need to be making your kids watch.
Yes, I did. What? My mom made me watch it. I made them watch it. Yes.
Tell them how you got it. What the offering could be. You could get this.
Right. That's a classic.
Takesha is my girl, y'all. She out there in Hackettstown, Maryland. Y'all need to get at her. That's Firefly. That's who I'll be telling y'all about out there. If you want to be a feature out there, this is who y'all need to get in contact with. My
fellow pen writer,
epic energy, never stopping. It's my girl. You spitting, or you just wanted to answer the question?
No, I just wanted to answer that, but thank you for that plug. Like, the show is just taking off. Like, I'm just overwhelmed and amazed, really. Like, wow.
Thank you, Firefly.
My favorite movie line is from The Temptations. David Ruffin, he said, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. What else my favorite? He said, without David Ruffin, y'all ain't nothing. Or what, y'all ain't nothing without David Ruffin. Something like that. But I love that.
I
love David Ruffin. I'll rewind those over and over again.
That movie. That was a good movie. I like Eddie King.
Too funny. All right, well, y'all carry on. Mute me back up. I'm listening.
Okay.
All right, we love you, baby. Love you.
Oh, ain't that sweet, but man, Five Heartbeats, Eddie King made the movie, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't like none of them movies. Don't everybody always die in all those movies? I don't want to watch those movies.
Man, I like drama, horror type movies. I really.
What's that one movie when all the singers die? Ain't that the Five Heartbeats where everybody died? Dude, like, fall out in the kitchen and somebody else? Did everybody die?
No, that's the wrong movie. Everybody did not die in Five Heartbeats. Only one of them, I think one of them passed away. And I don't even think he died. I could be wrong. Look, people, next up on the mic is 936. We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break.
Thank you.
the original Poetry After Dark. This movie clip open mic. Get on our mic and let us know what is your favorite line or scene in a movie. Chat room is cracking me up. Yeah, we are pulling in some serious movies. Who remembers People Under the Stairs, though? I mean, it was killing, but that movie was so damn funny. I ain't never seen no crazy couple in all my life. Okay, back to the phone lines, and we're pulling in 936 in the building with the Poetess in China Blue. What's up?
What's going on, people?
Hey, what is it? What is it?
Hello, what's going on? This is Autistic Virtuoso out of Texas. How y'all doing?
Hey,
welcome. Y'all are
good.
Good. I'm real good. Yo, y'all have me cracking up over here with these last two clips, yo. Straight up. that Color Purple, I knew that right off. That Mommy Dearest, though. Yo, that Mommy Dearest, though, check this out. I've never even seen the movie, but I knew the clip. Because my mama used to remind us of that. I whoop y'all up with this wild hanger real quick. Like Mommy Dearest. I was like, yo, I don't even know who that is, but I know now. Like, I mean, I've known, but as soon as y'all played that clip, I was like, oh, I know who that is. That's Mommy Dearest.
She said that mama. I know. I think mama.
Yeah, that's my mama. Straight up. That's Mommy. Yeah, that Full Metal Jacket is off the chain. Like, I didn't know black folks knew about that.
Yeah, I did. I mean, that was like a regular in my house. Well, that mean, that's a thrill sergeant, yo.
Yeah, off the muscle, straight up. But personally, I have I'm a movie buff. I have a lot of favorites. But I don't know, because of the mood that I'm in. Two in particular. One is from my absolute favorite film, Idlewild. The scene at the end where Percy is dressing up old girl and he's about to commit suicide, and Big Boy knocks on the door and brings the tickets. Say, God don't make no mistakes. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing slick to a can of oil. That, man, that speaks so much, so many volumes to me, like on so many different levels, you know, like just the aesthetics of that relationship, you know what I mean, and how, like, that was his moment. Like, I saw it today. I don't mean to be jabbering on, but after I watched it today, I kind of teared up because it made me think, you know, like, with, you know, the saying, God don't make no mistakes, like, her whole purpose for coming into his life was to get him out. Like, that completely blew my mind. But the second one is from another film. Like I said, feeling a little, you know, romantic, sappy kind of. But it's from William and Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, I'm sorry. At the very end where Romeo commits suicide and Juliet wakes up. Like, I don't know, it kind of had a metaphoric meaning to me. Like, no, that's not the scene. It's actually the scene the day after they got married, when they laid in bed together, that he woke up from a nightmare about him getting chased, about to get killed. That related to a specific point in my life, but yeah. On to the next thing.
So you didn't want to spit, that's all you wanted to do?
No, actually, I would like to spit. I have a competition piece that I was actually writing a piece while the call was going on, but I figured I was gonna get called up, which I did, so I didn't get to finish it. But I'm gonna spit one of my competition pieces. This joint that I wrote called "Let Me Love You."
All right.
Sweetheart, I have a preeminent passion pulsating perpetually through my veins. It's a persistent pitter-patter of a puff, 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 puff. That's the pumps of the precious life serum passing through my heart, and it causes me to pause and ponder, where did this feeling come from? See, I'm presently impatient as a prisoner of love awaiting parole, and I'm simply a passenger, passing through on the pathway of life before me to the peak of my perennial penitence, perpetrating perfection personified, please. No photographs. because upon the focus of my physique, you will find within the physiology a pernicious permutation. That permutation pertains to me, persuading myself repeatedly that position I am placed is not pitiful, but pleasing. You see, I'm in love, and nothing can sway the affections of my heart in the tear. A single tear is packaged and pushed past the panels of the pain of my spirit, and it pains me to come to the truth that I'm in love alone. Maybe this is the pit that people told me that I was plummeting into, but please, princess, allow your love to permeate my periphery and place a petal of your presence permanently in my nostrils. But you played games, which plagued me. But that didn't stop me from placing my heart and my love in your hands. And I can always place my faith in God and pray that maybe his love through me could be the penicillin that you need prior to the Prince of Peace returning and you perish in a penitentiary of flames, all because you passed on love. Thank you.
Well, I like that. Tell the people how they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, / Artistic Virtuoso. Also on Twitter, Dr. D-R, B as in Brandon, A as in Alexander Price, Dr. B.A. Price. Check me out on there. I'm always checking out. I love to follow or get you to follow. Also, I'm working on my a reinstallment of my first mixtape, The End of the Beginning Again. It'll be dropping in the next couple of weeks. And I'll have that all over line online, and also I'll be able to send copies if you would like a hard copy. You know, some people just like the disc copy. So anyway, you know, you can get at me that way, Facebook or Twitter.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Some of those tracks.
What's that?
Okay. All right. I'm gonna do one, and then I'm calling on you to. Get on the mic because it's not that time. All right, the next one. Classic, and I don't think I heard anybody mention this in the chat room yet, so yeah, one of my favorites.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like. What? Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
No!
Then why are you trying to fuck him like a bitch, Brett? Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to fuck him. And Marcellus Wallace don't like to be fucked by anybody except Mrs. Wallace.
I love it. I love it. That is one of my favorite movies in the world. I love it. I love it.
Whitney Fang got it off the break. Yes. Pulp Fiction, one of the longest movies ever, but I'll sit right there.
Wait a minute. Just because he said that in the chat room, you should have still gave people on the line a chance to call in and say
what
they
want. Oh, I ruined it. My bad.
Okay, yeah. I got more forever.
All right, Miss China Blue is hitting the mic, and after she get off the mic, we're going to take a small break, and we're coming back to 203-618-302 and then 216.
Okay, so my piece is kind of long, so y'all bear with me. I wish we could sit and talk forever, but what would be the point? And maybe it would be an understatement to say what was said was overstood. And I know I should hurry up and gather what I can salvage of my heart and let the rest of the pain wash up in this rain, but I can't seem to break away. Something makes me stay. And I doubt if it's because I can't get you off my mind. I mean, that's true, but I know how to pass time. I get the concept of preoccupied. It's just I feel like I'm leaving something behind. Or could it be that I've poured so much of myself into you that I'm more than half empty, but more like jagged pieces of glass broken across your living room floor? Maybe. But maybe it's because I just don't want to leave until I get what I came here for. So before I walk up out this door, baby, make love to me. Push the madness aside and just take hold of me. Kiss me like the first time when the smoke from you blew my mind, and then put that shit on rewind. Kiss me over and over and over, from my lips to my neck, my shoulders. Do it over. Kiss me. Let me feel you, the real you. Kiss me for the first time. Get me higher than the tallest skyscraper. Then speak to me deeply with a burning passion that can't be written, because it would set flames to paper. Fuck a notebook or some loose leaf. I'm talking true spoken words, B. Speak to me. Lay me across the table on which we threw all of our cards and look at me. Let your eyes inhale my glory. I mean, if this going to be the last hand we play, the last chapter in our story, then before I walk up out this door, let's just be. Let go for me. It's okay for your body to set goals for me, but right before you enter my sanctuary, I want you to stop and just look at me. See me. Let our eyes converse. No words rehearsed. See me for more than just a second, as more than someone to go to bed with, but see me as the warrior queen that I am, because I go to war for you. I mean, before Christ and in this life and the next, all you got to do is say the word. I'm talking cause and effect. You feel me? I'm saying if this going to be our last fight, the final time I go to battle, then before I walk up out this door, baby, make love to me. Gently place your plug into my socket and fill me with your energy. And then touch me like you never touched me before. Make me feel like Lauryn Hill, like nothing even matters, even though my heart is shattered. Don't let your thoughts be scattered. Focus on us, on the thrust. Hush. I mean, don't even think it. Just listen to the music of our bodies in sync with. Hearts pumping the same rhyme. Pens writing the same lines, note for note. Broke for broke. Baby, focus on us. The touch. On the way I make you feel. And if this is real, how you feel? I mean, if this gonna be the last time we dance, the last time they play our song, then before I walk up out this door, just smile at me. Like before. Before we ran into each other's imperfections, all I've ever asked for is some affection. So pull your power about your erection and just let go for me. Connect souls with me. Feel me flow through you from your toes to your temple at love tempo. Kiss me slow. Touch me high. I'll touch you low. Touch me like you never touched me before, and then look at me. Never take your eyes off me, not even for a second. See all that you're blessed with, and then speak to me. I mean, if this gonna be our last words, the last time they ever read about us, don't hold back your sweet verbs from me. Kiss me purposefully. Make me come so many times it drains the hurt from me. I mean, if this gonna be the last time I get to hear I love you, the last time I get to be your baby, touch your face, what else can I say? Let no other thoughts get in the way. I mean, if this gonna be the last time that we share time, before I walk up out the door, babe.
If I ain't got nothing, 'cause I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1 + 1 = 2, and it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through, 'cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. Darling, you got enough for the both of us. So come on, baby, make love to me. When my days are low, hold me in close, and don't let me go. Make love to me. So when the world's at war, that our love heals us all. Right now, baby, make love to me. About guns, but I've been shot by you. Hey, and I don't know when I'm gonna die, but I hope that I'm gonna die by you. Hey, and I don't know much about fighting, but I know I will fight for you. Hey, just when I fall up, I realize I'm laying right next to you, baby. We ain't got nothing but love. And darling, you got enough for the both of us. Ooh, make love to me when my days look low.
I'm kind of glad that it was over. You listened to the original Voice After Dark. This is Movie Clip. And my girl, China just got off the mic. I absolutely love the piece. I can't agree with the track, but it goes hand in hand, so I can see how you chose it. That was just beautiful. It's like a whole nother side right there. Not quite sure. We're going to have to talk. Okay. Moving right along. I don't know why she just kind of just left. You know, I don't hear her. She's gone. Hope you come back. We say just drop the mic and leave because we still got a job to do. 57 minutes, we stay on the clock. Okay, before I go back to the mic, I'm playing my next clip because after that I need something to laugh about. And I'm sure you all know. Y'all better know this one. This one right here. Funny, too funny. was funny to me anyway. I hope it's funny to you.
I grab a dog, and I choke him, and I kick the shit out of him. And I all day long, I put up a dog's ass. Just bang, bang, bang up his ass. That's my pleasure.
Bang, bang, bang. Okay. My next call is 203 in the building. What's up, love?
Good evening. How are you?
Blessed. How you doing?
I am doing absolutely, I don't know, let me not say wonderful, but I'm here.
I know that's right.
I'm here. Don't laugh, because I don't really watch movies, you know? I don't watch TV, let alone movies.
Wow.
But, yeah, but I do, if I do watch a movie, I'm going to tell you my favorite movie is What Love Got to Do With It. I've watched that movie like maybe 500,000 times.
Girl, and what's your favorite line out of that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, everybody's favorite line is the one part, you know, when they be in the restaurant and he be trying to feed her the cake. He's like, eat the goddamn cake in, man. In, man. Eat the goddamn cake in, man. No, see, that's my favorite part, but that's your ending.
I got a lot of favorite parts. Oh, my goodness. I think.
I also, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I like the part when she go to her friend house right before they do the chant. And they be like mocking him. They be like, you better do that thing in a minute.
What you doing there, bitch? What you doing there?
Five minutes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Also, this part, they was about to go on stage and she had just had the baby. And he said, hey, Ben, tell her if she missed a step tonight, she be frying a fish tomorrow.
That is my absolute favorite movie. I do have another favorite movie, but I'm not even going to say because I don't want y'all to think I'm kind of crazy.
Okay,
so.
Wait. I got some scenes out of that movie. When he tell her in the hospital, if you die in the mail, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, girl.
You need a vacation. You should just say so. I absolutely love that movie. That is like my absolute favorite movie in the whole world. My other favorite movie is Fatal Attraction.
Y'all,
I love Fatal Attraction.
There's something wrong with her.
Yes.
There's something wrong with her, quick. Favorite line.
No, I'm going to say my favorite part is when they walk in and their dog is being boiled and the animal getting boiled in the pot. That's some shit that I might do. Yeah, that's.
I'm going to let you sit your feet. When she did that damn tape for his dance, when she recorded that tape, come on, I taste you. I feel you. You understand that dance?
But I do have a piece. I feel like I haven't spit in forever, so just, I wrote a piece. It's called Time Bomb. So here you go.
Let's get it.
My fuse has been lit. The countdown has begun. 60 seconds. Tick, tick. You have been warned for the last time. My mentality has crossed the crazy line, standing patiently ready to blow. Ready, set, go. 50 seconds, my heart is racing. This life I live is non-complacent. I always wondered how you would feel if me and the devil made a deal, but it seems as if we dated three girls with a seal. 40 seconds, my legs are shaking. Back and forth, I'm pacing. I'm climbing, yet my feet never leave the ground. I'm screaming, yet my mouth never makes a sound, but the voices are so profound, so I'm pulling my hair, trying to calm them down. I look up. 30 seconds on the clock, half a minute, enough time to realize how deep I'm in it, how there's no turning back. Matter of fact, let me stop. 29, 28, wait, 27, 26, 25. I look around and I'm still alive as I watch the numbers on my heart decrease. I think, would it be better if my life deceased? Because all I want is because with all this numbness, all I want is peace. All I want is happiness, no more of this bullshit, this 15 seconds left. It's like my heart beats outside of my chest. I'm holding it in my hands, beating irregular, blood dripping through my fingers. 10 seconds more, heavy breathing. No heart, so that shit ain't beating. 5 seconds to go. I'm walking in circles, ready to blow. 4 seconds left. My pace has changed from right to left. 3, this is the end of me. 2, I don't know what to do. 1 second to go, time to explode. Boom. That nice chick has left the room. I have stayed quiet and ate all the bullshit that I could consume. You have boxed me in for too fucking long, and now I've escaped. I am a ticking time bomb. Beware. I creep in quietness, so matter of fact, be scared. And that's the piece.
That was just wicked right there. Golly, Miss Diamond, okay?
Thank you.
I'll sleep on the pan. Every time I sleep on you, you come and just blow me all over. You're like, whoa. Did she really
Thank
like
you.
That? Yes, she did. Thank you. That was a treat.
I had a little anger on my chest, so that's how I got released. I'm a little bit, I'm better now. Thank you, guys.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Thank
and tell
you.
The people how they can find you, even though I know you don't like to do that. But, yeah, do that for me.
But my name is Cheyenne Monique on Facebook. And, yeah, that's really where you can find me. Yeah, that's where I be on Facebook.
That's what she be. And here, too. And here.
Yes, and always on Poetry After Dark. Always you'll find me here all the time.
That's what I'm talking about. Much love, Queen. Thank you for calling
you.
In and participating. I love the movie you
chose.
All right. Okay, our next caller will be bringing in. We excuse me for a moment because we have a small delay on my switchboard. I don't know why BTR taking me through the issues. Okay. I'll play another clip, and I'm bringing in 618.
Sole purpose in this army.
To do whatever you tell me, Drill Sergeant?
God damn it, Trump! You're a goddamn genius. That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. You are goddamn gifted, Private Gump.
Oh, my goodness. That, my people, is one of the funniest parts to me. All right. 618. You're in the building. What's up?
Was good. Yeah, that movie's kind of easy right there. That movie is very, very easy. Yeah, I was like, Forrest Gump all day, Lieutenant Dane. That's my movie
yeah.
right there.
I just told somebody earlier today, run, Forrest, run.
Nah, you know the part when Bubble Gum come in, that's the part right there.
Oh, oh yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Fried shrimp.
Yeah, fried shrimp, baked shrimp, shrimp on a platter, shrimp on an open platter, even laying all types of shrimp. That was the part right there. And then dude lip. Oh, man.
He was going
that's
on
my...
forever.
Right.
Oh, man. What you got for us, then?
Well, you talking about, well, as far as my favorite scene in the movie, it has to be, hands down, the part of Harlem Nights where Red Fox was telling Quick he needed to apologize to Vera for shooting on the pinky toe. And then Vera was cussing at him, you know what I'm saying? She was like, how'd that part go? She was like, yeah. She said, why you just leave a swallow in the container? I get my mouth all ready for some orange juice, you just leave a swallow in the container. And Red Fox is like, well, swallow it and shut the fuck up.
That movie
yo,
was
that
a
was
classic.
Sorry. He's like, you blind motherfucker, you fat bitch. Oh, okay.
He shot my toe. And then the bird in the background, the bird kept him like, hey, fat bitch.
Yeah. Man, that
y'all
is
are so
movie.
Crazy tonight.
Not only are y'all crazy on the lines, but the chat room is even crazier. If you're not in the chat room on the original Porch at the Dock, you're just missing out because they're crazy and there'll be a whole different thing. They name like 50 movies, horror movies. Y'all wasn't there. What you got?
Yeah, I got a piece. All right, well, I'm going to do this Peace Queen piece since everybody on some love stuff. This king's been looking for a queen his whole life, and I know it won't happen in one night. But in a lifetime, how can like minds not combine this? Sisters in my system, and I ain't trying to detox her. I'm trying to relapse so I can recap, because what we had was classic, so I guess I'm trying to rebox her. I go to school for 8 years to be a doctor just in case she gets a fracture. I hold her hand to the end just in case she doesn't make it through the rapture. Because 1 Corinthians states that a woman is justified by her man's faith. So, sister, I'm going to be so righteous, you might just be holy if you hold me. Only time will tell, and I don't think time exists. But if it does, I hope time will snitch and tell all our business. Because who are we kidding? Our kismet is kissing. Our dreams are making love to each other. Our passions are walking hand in hand with one another. Rerunning the scene like Bumpy Johnson and the Queen did back when they was running numbers, creating our own Harlem Renaissance. And they can't define what we got in science, so they just guess we went ape shit over each other. And we would never debate with one another, because in the Garden of Eden, it'd be a different scene. Because I pulled that fruit from your hand saying, Peace, Queen, I want you to be perfect. I want to look out for you. I want to build a house for you. And know your job is not to cook and clean. I'm the foundation, so I got to make sure my queen has all her means meaning. If she wants to go to school, I work 2 jobs. And after she finished school, she works damn hard because she got her own dreams. And my queen's attitude is out of latitude to make it seem like she's rude. Nah, she just knows the rules. So while you little girls are tired of getting beaten to bruise, hating to lose, don't know what to do when you get to the next man, turn into Rogue from X-Men, can't touch him, can't kiss him to the point where you X-Men from the equation, me and my queen be creating nations off of one night of lovemaking. And my homeboy's asking me why my skin's so wrinkly. I told him I was soaking in my girl's love for the weekend. I was making love to her so many times, she said she was walking around leaking. Even though I'm at war with myself, with you, I'm at peace, queen. So peace, queen, is the least thing I can say since the last time you seen a king was in a museum, man. You want love to surround you like a black robe, and a rope is the arms that wraps around your waist. Wait, because she wants you to move at a slow-paced haste, because she don't want this love to be misplaced. Mace in your face if you ever disgrace her. So don't ever deceive her. Every man should be like Adam wanting to Eve her. From the rib cage to the runway, she models affection. She follows direction. Her metaphorical rhythm be beating like it's trying to get an erection. So question, should I stop calling you baby? Maybe that's an understatement, because I'm not looking for an infant. And them type of girls be coming with that instant drama. So instead of looking for the bombshell, I'm looking for Michelle Obama. And with her, I got the best of both worlds, because she got the body of a Coke bottle when I'm trying to have a Coke and a smile. I call her my little black and mild, because even though I love the freaker, after a hard day, she calms me down. So please, queen, can I give you the type of love that made Rufus and Chaka Khan sing sweet? Because if you ever leave me, tears will form in the wells of my eyes like any time I'm around you. I feel that magnetic field that wheels me into a circumference, and I come in peace like Marvin the Martian. I'm marching to conquer the world because God told me I was a conqueror. But I'm not trying to conquer her. I'm trying to bring peace to the whole world just so I can bring peace to her. So peace, queen. That's it.
Wow.
You know, that
those
was
are the pieces that make
much.
Those are the pieces that make me want to archive the show so bad. Like, I just can't wait to run that back. That's one of those, like that.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I go by the name of Fire Poet. I'm out of St. Louis right now, but I'm from Georgia. But, you can find me on Facebook, Christopher Fire Poet Rogers, and hit me up, see what it do.
Okay, you said that real fast. I'm writing. You said Christopher.
Fire Poet. That's FIYAHPOET.
That's another reason to archive the show, because when people do that, you can just run that back and rewind it till you get it.
Well, I thank you for repeating it, because, you know, everybody in hip society is felt that way. So it's good that you let us know.
Oh, yeah, right on. You got to forgive me because, you know, after you finish doing the piece, you automatically just, you know what I'm saying, running off with the words, so.
Of course.
Yeah, but right on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, respect.
No, it's all good. It's just this is my first time calling in, listening, and I'm enjoying myself so far. I'm loving it, so I appreciate the love y'all showing me. I seen it on Facebook, so I, you know, I checked it out tonight, and I'm going to be checking it out from now on, so.
That's
love, fam. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, y'all got a number one fan right here. So.
Hey, we love it. Clean, clean, China. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, love. Okay, we got 41 minutes. We got plenty of time. We're going to bring in another caller. 302. You're in the building. What's up?
What's up, Dad? What's up, China?
Hey, Seduction Boo.
What's up, girl?
How y'all doing?
We good. How you doing?
I'm good. Actually, my laptop just went into hibernation mode, but luckily I got the iPad for a backup, so let me, favorite movie or line. I don't have a favorite line, but I have definitely have a favorite movie is The Best Man. Anything that Morris Chestnut says is the best. So
I was about to say, what makes that your favorite movie? And then you follow.
Yeah, that would be him. Any line, just the whatever, and buzz whatever.
Right, I'm all about that. I'm all over that. What you got?
I got this piece. It's an old piece, but I have never spit it before. So y'all get it.
Good.
All right, the name of the piece is A Rose by Any Other Name Can Never Be As Sweet. He touched the tender blossom of my brown skin rose. My delicate pink petals were alive, full of moisture, color, and fragrance as he leaned in to inhale my essence. My strong, supple limbs rippled with delight like blown leaves in the wind. He touched my tender blossom as my inner bud shuddered in anticipation. His breath blown gently mimics the wind, immaculate manipulation of his preparation of pollination of my brown skin rose. My shiny pink petals glistened with morning dew as he cupped my bud gently, petals extended outwardly as he basked in my glory. Amazing, he said. My moans replaced the whistling winds that ravished the trees and nearby pastures as my thorn-like nails sunk deep within the bedpost, entangled in his rapture. My limbs became tendrils blown in opposite directions as his thumb rubs my bud. He watches her change complexions, a stunning chameleon marveled by her complexion. He watered my tender blossom, my brown skin rose, and my playful petals whispered welcome as my strong limbs became a tribal dance, deadlocked in a hypnotic trance. My silky petals gently returned his caress, while my limbs began tantalizing and climbing. My waist began dirty whining, my petals opened and then closed and then opened with such a thrust that the polluted the air like dust, and my back arched suddenly and froze, and my sighs and sounds were replaced by O's as the fragile, sensitive brown skin rose quivered in ecstatic release. And that's my piece.
All right. Hello.
Thank y'all. Everybody knows where to find me, I believe, but just in case, it's Barbara. Common spelling, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Last name is Trawick, T-R-A-W-I-C-K. Thank you. Love you, China. Love you, Dap.
Love you, too. And also check her out. Beautiful poetry, dope poets. Sundays, her spot is a spot, y'all. It's recommended.
Thank you.
Poetic fix on. You're welcome, love. I'll be in the building. That's where I'll be. That's where I'm going to be at. Okay. BTR and this freaking delay. It's irritating. You turned into the original Four Shaft for Dark People. I appreciate everyone that came out and participated in the movie clip. My next movie clip I have here. Oh, wow.
If you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your fucking head wide open in front of everybody in the bank. And just about the time that I'm coming out of jail, hopefully, you'll be coming out of your coma. And guess what? I'll split your fucking head open again. Because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck about jail. That's my business. That's what I do.
Word.
Yes, girl, I love you. You just become my favorite person more and more each day.
I just promise you. You've just been killing me.
You've just been killing me.
Girl. Oh, yes.
I don't know what
you're
about to play. I'm surprised
just
as much as y'all, so, yeah.
Man, this movie here, this is one of my daddy favorites. He actually brought this home on VHS, and we was watching this. Right, you know, like back in the day type stuff. But anyway, this the movie, my part, it was hard for me to pick it because there's another part when he was messing up. He had somebody in the vice jump. And he was squeezing his head. He was like, "You made me almost bust your fucking eye out your head for Charlie M. Charlie motherfucker."
Right.
He was
mad. Oh, I love it.
Yo, he made it. I think he made the movie. Robert was great, but he was the star of the movie.
It was just a good movie all the way around.
Yeah, it was. This girl, I want to come to the TV and just choke her because she just messed up so much money.
Didn't it make you sick to your stomach? Let's not even talk about it. Bring in the next person. Bring in the next person. We're about to make ourselves sick. We don't even need to think about her. Let's just go on.
All right. 216, what's up? You're in the building.
Yeah, thank you. I'm in the building. And y'all took my clip, so I got to do my other second favorite movie. My first one was Reach in the Bag and Give Me My Wallet. And he said, how am I going to know which one is yours? And he said, the one that say bad motherfucker on it. And that's when Sandy that was my favorite
that's
clip.
That's my movie,
but
Mama.
My second,
oh, that's my
I know. That was my favorite part of the whole movie. That wow, they even sell them. They sell them on YouTube. Why was it say bad mofo on it? So,
wow.
You can buy one. But this is my favorite clip right here. I'm going to play for y'all. Put my movie that I like.
I see. Okay, with our own clip. That's how you got to know the clip.
I've got one. I've got a special purpose.
You do.
Yeah. It's special purpose.
I love that movie.
Oh, wow.
Because actually, my first little boyfriend in elementary school, he was like raised in the hood. You know, he tried to do everything we did. He tried to put perm in his hair. Everything we did when the boys got them wave curls in their hair, he got what? He looked like a skinned chicken. So with the joke reminded me of him. It was so funny. He was raised by them black people in them little bitty clothes. He come stand out there. He'd try to get out there all day. That was a funny movie. That was a funny movie.
It was a funny movie. My auntie made me watch it. It was a funny movie.
Okay. I'm going to do my little piece here. Wait a minute. Got to find the page. Now I'm laughing so hard. It don't have no name. It's just a flow. I'm here to display my lyrical swagger, words that pierce like a grammatical dagger, impregnating minds like a thoroughbred stud. Like a blood transfusion, I'm giving you blood. Everyone has a purpose according to the plan, already put in orbit by the ultimate source. You already know the answers because you took the course. Look inside yourself and use your potential. The news is not new, neither confidential. Everyone has a purpose according to the plan. The plan was launched by the original man. I'm here to display my lyrical swagger. I'll pierce your soul like a spiritual dagger. Follow the road the wise elders took. Review your resentments and give them to God. Follow the road that the wise elders tried. My flow is cold. Some of you like to reject it, but I got to protect it. I'm sharing with you because what I do is I'm giving you vitamins
for you to swallow because my flow is full of nutrients. Unlike a pain pill, I only want you to be numb. I want you to feel your aches so you won't be dumb, so you know where the problem is really coming from. That's it. I ain't finished it.
All right, Mama got that funky flow going on. I know that's right.
I don't know. Well, maybe nobody else knows her Mama Osei Swagger. I'm done.
I got to finish that one. I was trying to
all put around quick.
Special purpose in there. Everybody got their special purpose, just like the jerk.
Right.
You know, you just got to know what it is. All right, y'all. Big fun.
I love the show.
Big fun. I holla.
Okay.
I'm glad y'all having some fun. That's what's up.
Hey, I had a good time.
Out of nowhere.
I haven't laughed so much in a while, and I think I needed this little dose, so it was cool.
Yeah, I definitely needed to laugh. That's what's up.
All right, next up we have 267. You're in the building.
What's going on, yeah?
What's going on, Payne?
Ain't nothing. I got a lot of favorite movies, but one of my favorite movie lines comes from an Eddie Murphy movie called Boomerang. And it's a scene where John Witherspoon is over having dinner. He's like, Marcus, I heard you pussy whip. You can't get pussy whipped. You got to whip that pussy. Bang, bang, bang. I love that.
Right, that's where you get the little character from, right? That's where it's
started. Yeah, yeah.
You got the mushroom suit on.
Yeah, you got to coordinate.
And the coordinate. Yeah, wow. What you got?
I got a piece called Stars.
Okay,
so I'm going to share that with y'all. Grasping that air. In my dreams, I run fingers through hair, parted eyes reveal nothing's there. Flames within igniting, pillow biting, this urge I'm fighting. A need to feel on the young, firm, inviting. Falling fast, looking for soft landings, looking for lip brushes, erotic touches, flesh frenzy, yes indeed. I need to be trampled like a stampede. Wanting everything a man needs. Unspoken notions turn commotions. Deep stroking, provoking oceans. Rushing against coasting and synchronized hip motions. Have mercy. I'm so thirsty. It's so swollen. It hurts me. I need a quick undressing and be taught a lesson. In one session, and a blowjob like you mastered the profession. Craving the bus, slaving the lust. In God I trust, but even he can't touch the fantasies I fantasize make heathens blush. Talking about set of thick lips, tongue wrestling over stiff tips. My tenseness is just a physical reaction, looking for a distraction from sexual satisfaction. It's time for some action. So close to begging or pleading, I'm fiending, facing desperation, looking for replacement. I touch myself, but can't equate the separation. Having blackouts, wet naked bodies is all I think about. Dying to dig it out, trying to stick it out. 20 showers still hot and bothered in my bed laying, thinking about role playing. Praying for tight spots to stay in. Hard to manage through this anguish, a lonely testimony. Longing for a warm body to hold me, dominate, control me, console me. Caress me, press me, swallow and digest me. Get it, jerk it till I mimic serpents. I'm starving. I need it. I feel depleted. I want to do everything unholy, then repeat it after I eat it. Damn, I need it. Bark and then heal for it. Roll over, play dead, kneel for it. Make me fetch it, I'll catch it. Flames within are igniting. Pillow biting this urge I'm fighting. Parted eyes reveal nothing's there. In my dreams, I run fingers through hair. I'm gasping at air. I am starving. How's your new pain?
You damn hyena. Always come out eating something. No, I'm just saying what you're saying. That right there was nice. As usual, I mean, what else are we expecting from you but the greatness?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Tell people how they can find me.
I'm on Facebook, Written in Pain. I'm on Reverb Nation, Written in Pain. If y'all want to get my CD, I got the track downloadable on my Reverb Nation page. Or y'all can go to my website, which is writteninpain.weebly.com, and I appreciate y'all.
Word. I'm still waiting on mine. I know mine should be showing up any day now.
Yeah. It's coming.
That.
Stop trying to bully.
2 or 3 days. I'm already on his back.
Stop trying to bully me on your page. It might take longer for you.
See, don't do that. See, don't do that. You know, I paid all mine up front. I'm just bringing everything.
I'm just messing with you.
I gotta go see what's happening on this page. What is going on?
Oh, I know, man. Me. He just threw me. He just slapped me around on my page. That's not even fair. But it's all good. I'm going to play another clip. This is my last clip, too, y'all. I don't have any more. This is another classic. Y'all should know who this is.
Hey, fuck you, mate! Who put this thing together? Me! That's who! Who do I trust? Me!
Word. I couldn't have said it any better.
Right? I love it.
Classic. And going to that, my favorite scene of that movie, when he was sitting in his chair and he had like a fucking mountain of coke, and he was like just sitting there like, fuck y'all. He, you know, at that time, he was about to die. He got up, like, what? Say hello, you know, to my little... I mean, I just love the way dude
So my favorite scene is, like, I live by it because I love it. It's when he's sitting in the car, and he's talking to his boy, and he'd be like, all he have in this world is words and his balls. I love it. That's my favorite scene.
Oh, man. Okay, let's take it back to the phone lines. Next up, 708. You're in the building, so don't be pushing and rushing him and all that stuff. Everybody all on the edge tonight. I don't want to push nobody over the edge. 708.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Poetical? How you feel?
I'm tired.
Oh, cool, baby.
Can you tell?
You can try to let us know one of your favorites. I know you got a favorite.
Favorite movie? Clip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I do. My favorite line is from Gladiator. You know, the movie with Russell Crowe. I think it came out in 2002.
We know Gladiator, baby.
Oh, okay. We're making sure because, you know, some people haven't seen it. Not into that type
he
of stuff.
He said, it's a story.
My favorite scene is, my favorite line first. When the girl said, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was real deep. And my favorite part of that movie was when, towards the end, when he sat and dude was like, well, how about, he was like, how about I fight you? He's like, you versus the Emperor of Rome. And Russell Crowe started laughing like, you would fight me. Like, he looked at dude like he was straight female. Like, it was, I thought that was
right,
hilarious.
Exactly. I said, who didn't look at the scene like, really?
Like, you know you're finna die now.
Right, that's it. It's over. Good show. That's my favorite. Good show. Of all time. That's what it is. What you got for us? I have a piece. I wrote this in
2009, and it's the first poem I ever wrote that didn't rhyme. And
nice.
It's called Spanish Guitar. I'm going to give you this low, sleepy voice delivery, okay?
All
right. The pretty persuasion of my gentle fingers glide cautiously over each string. Careful not to awaken the wrong sounds. Subtle vibrations birth the sweetest melodies. Listening to a chord sing similar to a baby's sleep. Rushed but basic breathing slightly below auditory. Just as vital as the loudest. Swift recoil as rattling wires struggle to become inanimate once again. Murdering the beautiful noise that once impregnated my ear. My relation to you only as thin as the strap that keeps you up. Right when thrown over my shoulder. Only as sturdy as the metallic clip that holds it all in place. Only as hollow as the hole in your stomach where music echoes and finds escape precisely where it entered. Yet every time my closed grip is impeded by your presence and my hands strangle your neck, pressing wire to your frame, muffling the margin of error, and you scream. The pitch migrates through my being, indiscriminate to arousing sense or nerve. We become what we are not, only bound by the moment, living to die. Each stroke just emotional outcries, violently searching for purpose, understanding, and interpretation. Each song just as meaningful as it is meaningless. Each sound fading with time and space. Each memory slipping with age, while you remain as beautiful as before. Skin resilient, reflective to light, smooth as jazz. Immune to my grappling, untainted by the natural sin of man, untwined. Made with reason, not reasoning why made. I stare at you in admiration. My only regret is that I never learned to play the Spanish guitar.
That's why I love you, Tom. Just do your thing all the time. I love your opinion, it don't matter what it does. I'm a fan of it all the time. I'm never let down. That's what's up.
Thank you.
I love it. Please tell the people how they can find you.
You can find me. I had a song. It was a rap song. I was going to say, you can find me in St. Louis, but never mind. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Frank Keem N. Mitchell, and I will show up. With a black and white photo of me with a mini fro and a lot of faces.
Get off the line. That's it. Oh, man. We'll talk to you later. Please. Right. Oh, man. He's too much. Next up, 832. You're in the building.
What's going on? It's Keith.
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 Okay.
All right, movie clip, Forrest Gump is my shit.
Did you hear the clip
real,
I played?
Like, nah, for real, like, when they first get to the boat and shit, and he like, Lieutenant Dan, what you doing here? He's like, I told you if you became a captain, I'd be your first mate. So I'm here to try my sea legs. And he looked at his ass and said, you don't have no legs, Lieutenant Dan. That's my shit for real.
Oh,
I said, Lieutenant Dan, you don't have no legs. I said, I know that, you idiot. That's my shit.
Oh, shit. Right. Forrest was wild. He played the shit out that part. didn't he? It was time to look at him and not think he was dumb as hell after that, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought that was like
y'all need
real life.
Right, go ahead,
man. Nah, but I'm going to give you Pablo. All right. A tragedy was in order. We were supposed to meet up at the border to exchange some things for this paper, but ironically, he sent his daughter. Feeling some kind of way about the situation, I called him to see what was the purpose. He said he couldn't come but just go ahead because he was busy working, so I was like, fuck it. Continue with the plan because if it came down to it, there was no way this girl could overpower no man. Made the drop. Had to head back to Texas. My car got cut off by 3 Tahoes and a Lexus. Who else hops out but Pablo, the one who sent his daughter, telling me to break myself a guy right there at the border. Paid off patrol, aiming at me right with him. Only thing left for me was just to give him the goods, but remember what I said, a tragedy was in order. There was some paper on his head. He didn't take it seriously when I warned him. Lucky getting away with my life, mad as a motherfucker, made it back to the bricks. Thinking of ways to get some re-up money real quick. I don't make enemies, so no robbing that shit, but knowing 9 times out of 10 the profession I'm in, shit ain't gonna be legit. See, my young cats cross town with some dummies. Fuck it, didn't matter to me, just trying to get this money. I was cool with this bitch and he'll pay for taking it from me because I get you there in rain, sleet, snow, or sunny. He eventually found another connect, no strangers, someone else I know. Don't usually do business with friends, but I needed this money pronto. See, my new connect was partners with this dude, Blanco. He said, buy one to help from one. He's going to send his new worker, Pablo. I said, Pablo. I said, yeah, you know him. I said, nah, probably not. Can't be the same, Pablo. I know, thinking he couldn't dare show his face up at my front door. Doorbell rings, I tell the young cats to go get it. Because if it's the same motherfucker, he gonna get it. Looking at the camera from the room to see who it was. Ain't that a bitch the same? Pablo was trying to sell me my drugs. Allowed him to get comfortable. Then crept up on him face to face. So scared he pissed on himself, not trying to explain. Saying nothing. Turned my back and left the house because you knew the deal. If you ain't built for this shit, don't get involved, because crap here. Pop up. That's that bit.
I don't think I read that one. That's interesting right there. I was hoping for the one that I read sometimes.
Yeah, you want to post it yesterday?
Yeah, maybe I can get a request on Friday.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what's up. Let's see how they find me.
Keith Williams, Facebook, www.onestageonemic.com, and that's where I'll be.
That's where you be, people. And the pen is vicious. Check them out. All
appreciate
right, next up, we appreciate you. 347, 13 minutes left, so I'm going to keep this thing rolling. 347 on the mic.
Peace, how you doing?
Peace, buddy.
I'm good. She's talking about movie scenes and stuff tonight. That's the only one that comes to mind, is I guess. Well, my favorite movies is Lean On Me with Morgan Freeman and shit. So that's definitely a classic. The only scene that comes to mind right now was when he's like, I think they were on like the roof or something like that. He was going in on that thick brother up in there. You like that? I'm like, you smoked dope? I bet you smoked dope.
Yeah. And he say, if you're going to kill yourself, don't fuck around with it. Do it expeditiously.
Like, damn.
Oh, good tip.
Yeah, so let's see what I'm going to do. I never know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm going to try to. New piece, it's not anywhere. I still got a little bit of working out to do, but it's called Vanessa's Broken Sunshine. had friends. Don't get me wrong. They went through a drug-related phase. One of her BFFs was named Purple Haze. Always had her mind owned by two adopted kin. Stepbrother crack cocaine and stepsister heroin. They fit in Vanessa's life, she thought, but they never fought. Cause see, crack and heroin celebrated her birthday every day by delivering hard hits. Took those B-Day punches and X pills like Flintstone vitamins, eclipsing her soul. It was all she could do to handle the stress. In the sunshine, falling piece by piece. Some days she was wishing she was willing to OD so she could rest in peace. Lost one son when mad young, her first. Faith must have loved custom made hers slash coffin cribs. As far as Vanessa was concerned, Faith said in advance, this one's on the house. Lucky in love once or twice, even had a man she'd place the chalice of her life in the hands of. Love so deep that penetrated her temple, detrimental, came irreconcilable differences, brought this bond to a broken close, the only partner she loved with heart and soul. So X was one of the ways you over the X, allowing sex to vex the cold of missing holes from pieces Vanessa's heart had been in since. More next mans became her X-mans, just like the X she wished he could smoke type mans. Cheating on her with another woman. Maintenance man loved laying their pipes. Reckless lover with no rubber got side chick pregnant. And what's effed up is that he's the one that saved her from previous abusive relationship from so-called man that she was his personal light of stairs to work upon daily. A man who gave new meaning to honey smacks. That's what the bloody tears looked like after feeding her with spoon backhands. And for 3 years, 3 years she survived when most women either snapped and killed the abuser, ended up in a hospital bed bruised and laden, or in a coffin. As the Crater theme song rung in her head, one, two, you're gonna kiss my shoe. Three, four, get your pork, get your crying ass up off the floor. Five, six, don't give me no lip, bitch. Seven, eight, now you seal your fate. Nine, ten, Vanessa's broken sunshine born from a crimson heaven. Fast forward a couple of years. Things have changed since then. From the remnants of a man, how she left the situation from back then. With this new song to arise in her mind, after successfully finding another man to treat her so kind. And so she moved on. And now this is her new theme song. One, two, you about to get yours too. Three, four, punk ass now who's bleeding on the floor. Five, six, karma is a motherfucking bitch. Seven, eight, get up on out my place. Nine, ten, listeners, just praying never to go through this hell again. That's it for that. Peace.
We got Freddy in the building. Kruger has resurrected. Because this nigga say your ass could be bleeding on the floor. You just gonna kill
him. She said I ain't trying to get no conspiracy in the chat room. Hey.
You just gonna do him like that. Hey, that's some dark stuff right there.
Hey, say she don't want to go, have to go in on the conspiracy because you up here spitting these pieces on the show, bruh.
Disclaimer, we don't know nothing. We thought it was all acting. The purpose of entertainment only.
We love you, Amy, baby. Tell the people where they can find you real quick, bro. You need to start calling in earlier because your pieces, we be trying to get everybody in at the last minute and your pieces be long.
They've never been telling it to be long. It just happened to be like that. I'm still here.
Nothing wrong with that. We love it. It's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, we want you to call in earlier so we can, you know.
No, I was supposed to go out earlier, so, like, I kind of came back a little while ago, so, yeah, my info. Yeah, I'm be found on Facebook, / The Truth Speaks, DTRUTA Speaks. Same thing for my Reverb Nation, YouTube, Twitter, they can get my album and digital download available now on Brooklyn's Lost Son, Prelude to the Road to Redemption. And, yeah, Google me if you want to find out more shit. Yeah.
Call
me.
Thank you.
He was in fact, I'm going to prompt him. Like, you ready to spit? I'm going to be like, you ready? 727? Be in the building.
Hello?
Yeah,
what's going on? It's David Hysterio. Shout out.
Hey, David.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Glad you called in.
Yeah, I don't know. I sent you guys a couple of tracks. I can't remember what the last one I sent for you guys were because I was on a couple of different shows. So I really didn't know. Do you remember which one I spit last time? Was it the Forgive Me track that I spit for you guys? Or was it
Did he send it to a Gmail or Yahoo account?
No, he
said. I sent it to the Gmail account.
Okay. I got it. I get so many tracks, David, but I will definitely look and see what I got and email you back.
Okay. I don't really remember which one I spit to you guys, so I'm going to do, I think I'm going to do March of the Revolution Poets. So.
Okay.
We are strong. We stand tall as one, united, fighting for our righteous cause, clawing our way into your mind's eye, siphoning your undivided attention. Gifted, we are the resistance. Lifted high above the simplistic drift of their creative thesis. Equipped with clenched fists, risen against the wicked and sick, twisted criminal misconvictions, driven by dispositions pitted against us. Listen, we are the vision. We are the kings and queens of our own little universe, using lucid words to put truth to elusive words. True to the words we use to elude the hurt in search to unearth some kind of rebirth buried deep beneath the surface. The other side, that spark, that light that shines so bright in the eyes of a mind so dark. We hold hope in our hearts right next to the soul business scars. We're soldiers of the art soaked in our own regard. We are the hope and the light. We are the darkness and the spite. We are the voice of the night and the cold, the provoking soul's fist to the fight. We are the might behind the sword, the righteous striding forward, and we will rise forevermore. We will rise forevermore.
I dig it. I dig the delivery, too. That was nice.
Thank you.
Cindy. You got to come around more often. Yeah. Says you got to come around more often.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to get back into it a little more. I was away for a while. I had to go away for about a year and a half, but I'm back now and I'm working on a lot of different stuff. And I sent you guys some tracks and emails. So whenever you guys get an opportunity, you can check them out. And I got some stuff on my Facebook too. So we're trying to get back into it.
Real quick, let them know where you at on Facebook so they can find you real quick.
Okay, it's facebook.com/David. Stereo, S-T-S-A-R-I-O, so you can get on there, and I got some tracks put up and everything, and the stuff written down. So, and I'm always with collaborations. I love doing collaborations and everything, so if anybody out there wants to put down on a track with me, I'd be more than happy to.
And it just dawned on me, too. I remember the last name, Cesario, I remember that. Been a while, long while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Yeah, I was with, I did a lot of work with Dan. I don't know if you guys know Dan Killett. Two Project Network, dude named Word Machines.
Yeah, I remember. All right, that's why I asked that. Okay, guys, so we're about to move into the archives. We have three more callers coming on. Don't hang up, we got you. Thank you all for tuning in to the Vision Poor Chapter Dark Movie Clip. It's been a great night. Appreciate y'all. We see y'all on Friday.
Yeah, we just got to
And I guess we just going to keep it up in the air and announce it what the show going to be later.
Y'all come back. We always have a good time. It don't matter what we do. As long as y'all there, we're going to have a good time. That's that. That's my word.
Yeah.
All I got this world.
That is.
Till Friday, y'all.
Okay.
We love y'all. Stick around, stay on the lines if you want to hear the archives, because after the hang up, after the show goes off, you can only hear it on the phone lines. 347-826-9842. Call now. Oh, that's
too late. We are officially in archives as of 15 seconds ago.
Let me tell you this while we're in the archives. After a piece like AIDS, and then dude say he's been away for a year and a half, it makes me nervous. That's all I'm saying.
Next up, we have 832, you in the building.
Hey, peace and blessings, fam.
What is it? Blessings.
Yeah, this, poet is, the poet formerly known as Prophet Andre.
Oh, man, he just snuck in on us. Okay.
You just
start
cracking up,
yeah. Hey,
we can't never
put no
pranks together because you give it away.
I'm poetic prophet now, so you know what I'm saying.
Hey, it's
right.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just teasing, child. I'm just being silly, man. Y'all don't pay me no mind. I ain't know, I was up so soon, but let me go drop this piece down. It ain't no title to it, but we're gonna work with it. All right.
That's what it is.
Are we truly worthy to breathe as air we breathe? To really see, it's not the lack of air that kills us. It's just me. Words expose a destined power rule to a fool, bigger than their pants or their shoes. Without giving divine compassion or self a chance, stand up, my kings. Stand up. It's time to be men. Were love such a clueless thought paid by the price of falling tears? Just a sacrifice to make it right, being touched and tortured all over the years. The weight of the world on that covered your overwhelmed shoulders, I ain't able to see through the looking glass of what has to offer, what life has to offer thee, what life has to offer thee. Can you see it? As you look at a vivid reflection, what does it truly expose to the mind only sees vibration and tangible times to just be inflicted by the emotions? A hard heart turns soft and need a strength rather than the emotions that you bought with your pain. Gripping a fist full of love, but could you truly really be loved by a pair of lips that says they true emotions is all dried up? And at the moment that we was all tied up, cause to me, baby, at the time you was just a good fuck, and I loved the way you rushed in my guts and giving me the multiple mind orgasms before you got me stuffed. Giving you these feelings that a woman is mentally fucked, and their heart, I feel like they spiritually corrupt. But if you fall in that mind frame, then you losing the big picture. Because you the king, and there's nothing she can do without you. So when we fall in emotions rather than the strength and stand as soldiers of devotion of self, we have a kingdom that we need to find, and it's truly in our woman's mind. So we got to feed them the necessary tools to choose not to be the fool to lose, but the winner who has their mind spiritually in tune with self. Because she's the greater part of you as you the greater part of the heavens, the earth, and the skies united. Jeb and Nut, the truth is given up. Do you see it? Do you see the better half of you through all the pains that you went through, and you pulled your life energy that fell from your semen? Now, do you see it clear? The only demon and the only hole strong that bounds you is you. It's all a choice. So who you choose to be, the fool or the king that was made to be you? That's that piece.
Poetic prophet in the building. Okay.
They're going to appreciate that.
No doubt. Much love, y'all. Y'all can find me at Facebook, Andre Baraue, AndreBaureau, Reverb Nation, on the Poets, the Prophets, POETZ. Number 2, PROPHETZ, you know. Much love, though, y'all.
Much love. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, I should have been on.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, you still on.
Oh, yeah. I got a special guest. She should be up in a few minutes, man. She put the lace out. Ooh, I'm telling you. I invited her to a show. She ain't know what's going on, so, you know, you might have. Yeah, she supposed to put it down at 5, man. I'm telling you, you thought I just dropped some heat,
okay,
man.
That's what I'm talking about. Good looking.
No
I
doubt.
I hope they made it through. You see somebody?
Yeah, she in the building.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
I'm
I have a 111. I think they might be calling it either private or through Skype. We'll get her in.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
Tell a friend, you know, always. Word of mouth. We love it. I'm going to slide in real quick. I'm going to spit this a very, very short piece. No title. For a moment, I stopped time. I said a prayer and immediately your love shined. On the very center of my soul, I stopped time. My unspoken request heard, the request moved unto this shore where I can see your face once more. I can feel your presence, and all I can utter is the words, I miss you. Tears fill up on my pillow, my vision upon your willow, the sand upon us, but only one footprint, because you carried me over and over. I stopped time. Your intervention divine, spiritually inclined, the gift and the bloodline. The signs only the anointing can foresee. Our jubilee once again. I stopped time just for him. I couldn't hold you, but I surely enjoyed you just us two.
an unspoken request, spiritually bless my stimulus and pale rejuvenated, and better belated than never stated. So here goes. I love you. And that's that peace.
Yo, I was sitting here for like a good minute, like, dang, am I supposed to hit the clap button? I don't even know. I'm glad I chose to do it, though. That was hot.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we got 111 across the board. You're in the building.
This is Sister Nikki Love. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hey, Sister.
Hey, Nikki Love.
I am loving y'all show. I'm sitting here relaxed, ladies. I'm like, oh, I've been hearing about this site a long time ago. Prophet Andre put me onto it. I am just really enjoying it.
That's what's
Come back again. Oh, yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to tell a friend. We're going to tell a nation. We're going to tell everybody about this show. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm really loving it.
I'm loving the wisdom these brothers are bringing. You, sister, you just brought. I mean, I really, really enjoy it. And I'm sorry I didn't know about it because I would have been on a long time ago.
I'm sorry, too, baby, but I'm glad you're here. You got a favorite movie clip?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all, lady. I don't watch TV, so you got me on that one. I ain't got a favorite movie clip, but I do got a piece y'all may enjoy that I let Prophet Andre talk me into coming on here and saying, you know.
Well, okay. I'm excited. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm y'all bear with me because I'm not a poet now, but I let y'all do what y'all do, but it's called My Spiritual Reality. And it starts, it says, as I lay upon my bed this night, you slowly walked in and dimmed the lights. You began to open your robe and dropped it to the ground. Forgive me because I'm still trying to read it, y'all. To the ground, my ears began to hear this very soft sound of your deep, sexy voice. I had no choice but to begin whispering back as my juices slightly touched my vaginal walls, and your name before you touched me, I was led to call. You were stimulating my mind with your voice, body and soul. In my arms this night, it's you I needed to hold. My eyes relaxed and closed, just waiting on your first touch of my naked body that was smelling good and prepared just for you, but most of all, waiting for what it knew you was going to do. Let's go, let me turn it over. Okay. You kissed my breast with your full soft lips, your hands wrapped around my hips, my neck you moved up to and licked it slow, my face you turned towards you. More juices began to flow. My eyes you gaze into, and our souls began to merge as one. The energy we were to bring about would blaze like the sun. Your lips touched mine moist and softly with a bit of tongue, and then the spiritual journey has begun. You entered my sacred womb with so much ease and began to move gentle and slow. My vaginal juices started to overflow as the walls of my vagina grabbed and pulled you in. You said, my pretty baby, let the spiritual journey begin. We traveled to the stars, and we traveled to the moon. We decided there was so much more to see. Let's continue this journey in ecstasy. As our tongues embraced and the flow was steady, you said, pretty baby, are you ready? I moaned with pleasure and a slight bit of pain and said, baby, I'm ready. Please come with me. This is the last stop of our spiritual journey. As the pace got faster and the sweat began to flow, the energy was on overload. The river of my juices and the sea of your storm caused a tsunami that was not of the norm. As the spiritual journey was taking us back home to what we thought was our reality, our physical bodies responded with hesitance. We both were baffled and so confused. And in our energy light, the good news, my two spirits, which one shall you choose? That's it, ladies.
Wow. I enjoy it. That's how you brush your little poetic cherry on the original Porch After Dark right there. That's how you do it.
I'm new to this, y'all. I just write just because, you know, I get bored sometimes and I just write. So that's not something I do all the time.
I must say, when you said the title of that piece, I wasn't expecting that. I didn't know that's where you were going at all. That was quite a surprise.
Wow. Just talking about how to... thank you, sisters, and I'm really proud of y'all. You're doing an excellent job. I'm going to definitely have to, you know, shout it out on the Nikki Love Show and let everybody know they need to come. And not only that, it's relaxing. I enjoyed all of the poetry I've heard so far.
That's what's up. You know, and let us know where you at so we can come and support. We support around here. We love each other.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, sisters. I'm at Nikki Love, Blog Talk Radio, / Nikki Love, Sunday through Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you all can find me on Facebook at facebook.com. And that's Nikki.love1.
Got it. Pulling you up right now. Thank you.
You're welcome, ladies, and thank you for such a peaceful and relaxing show. I love it.
Well, you come again. All right. We have one last poet on the line. He's been on the, you know, at Q for a little bit, but he actually been listening to the whole show. I was wondering what's taking it so long, but... here we go. 513, you're in the building.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter into your soul with my thoughts. This is Lost, the extended version. What do you write when you feel you've lost your reason for enjoying life? When the one thing that made you smile was nowhere in sight, feeling lower than the lowest height. Emotions got your mind thinking wrong, even though feelings feel so real and right. Trapped in darkness, praying the Lord send you back your light. Not tonight, but now, expect me to go through life without my heart. How? That's not a question, because I already know the answer. I want to be with you. But I feel the need to be even more true, which is I need to be with you. I breathe you. Call me partially blind because I only see you. When a man loves, he professes his love for his love, for her love. So that's what I'm here to do. I want to love you. Every second in the days of my life, I want to love you. More than a husband can love a wife. And if that's impossible, then I want to love you enough to give up my life, to give you life. So the truth is I would die for you, but this truth will never die. I live for you. That's one of the reasons I do what I do when I'm doing what I do when I do for you. I want to love you. That's the least you expect me to do. I told you I want to love you. So what else you expect me to do? I want to be all you need me to be. I'll study Shakespeare so I can properly say and translate how much I yearn to be with thee. I wish I knew the words that would bring back my joy to me. But I feel I'll be writing forever. Writing to search and find the right in my life. Asking God to heal me from the personal self-inflicted pain and strife. Feeling broke and poor when I want to enrich another's life. Because she professed to help lead me out of darkness into her light. Turning my night to day and my day to night so all our moments are tied into one. Like the rising of the moon and dawning of the sun. Your faithfulness can walk on water, so I'm praying for some. Of your faith. Not just in us, but in me, because I can feel truth to you as work is being done to build we. Happily forever after. There's pain before the laughter. Trying to construct and build a dynasty after the disaster. I'm missing your smile, you miss my laughter. We're missing a happy before, ever after, but true pure love is what we're after. Even though I'm on life stage, don't want to stand in front of actors, so I'm asking us, is it in we or God we trust? Some say love is enough, but what happens when there's not enough love? Because you don't know how it fit until you put your hand in the glove. Love. I proclaimed that months ago. I would be with you or not. I let both them feelings show. I can't make you stay if you want to go. I'm praying for direction, but I know it's up to me to follow and stay on the path he shows. But you cover me like water. Nourishing my mind, quenching my spirit, sustaining me, being a reason for my growth. Sorry for your pain when I didn't know your name. My love is still true for you. It came out of the mouth of a babe. And that sounds insane. Just like love, somebody can hurt, but love cannot be blamed. Changing who you are so with someone else you can't remain. Trying to balance pleasure without accepting pain. Giving up a part of me so we can have a bigger game. We look and act so different, but we're almost the same. Almost, but not. So with that fact, do we keep going? I stop. You asking me while I'm asking you. If we don't have the answers, then who? Because I want to be loved. Not for my words, because they're not solely me. That my thoughts mixed with my reality. It's who I be, but not always who I want to be. So when you find that out, you got to think, am I the one with whom you want to be? Because just as you hear my words, there's others listening for that verb. Imagining themselves as my adjective. They dreaming of me and them practicing creating kids. For my actions of getting on stage, trying to make a living, sharing my thoughts with the world. These are the consequences I have to relive. Is it a necessity to accept pain when love is what you want to give? Are the true answer of happiness measured in tears? Being with someone still feeling lonely is a very real fear. Frozen in your tracks, looking at the headlights like an unsuspecting trapped deer. Conditioning yourself to ultimately live for them, then eventually die for your dear. But I want to be loved for what I do, not for what I say. This I pray you hear. Who really wants somebody that everybody wants? Capable of having your nose rose tint so good you can't smell they funk. Peace and true happiness is what I desire, but damn, definitely, because that's not always what I flaunt. So I apologize for not being perfect and for not knowing the perfect apology. I'm the lock, praying you're my key. Will be my close to perfect analogy. Even though I've heard the saying, a person's in your life for a given time, a given season. But I know in my heart you don't fall under that reason. Reason being you was meant for me, because when I seen you, I seen things I've never seen. Better than a favorite clip in a movie scene, I tread the story in a fairy tale. This was life. You, me, us, we, real. From the first moment, your love was so real. It never faded over time, is what you revealed. You said, do I really want your love? I said, yes. I meant that and mean it still. I love you. But don't love myself, so I can't love you right. Trust, there's no pleasure in how I feel. Because you were one of the realest things in my life. It pained me to be real, because the pain is what you will feel when I revealed how I feel. But I feel it was beyond time to be real. You deserve that and more. I wanted to be the man you could adore. You told me I was a man who opened every other one except the car door. That, and of course other things, say there's much work for me in store. But I'll work for you like Jamaicans do. Build myself up to help build you up. because the shit I'm doing now just wasn't enough. Not for you nor for me. I know my past and I want our future to be my reality. The happiness, the kids, the home, ministry. Taking trips to the hill with the trees so we can chill. Even paying other people's salary. This and more is what I want for you and me. I'm sorry, because there's no right way to say I love you, but I love you. So what else can I do? I don't want to let you go. If I knew the correct thing to do, then I would know. It's over for writing and talking. It's time to show. That's my thought.
That was just beautiful. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. That right there was amazing. Way to end the show. Thank you, Romeo.
Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. I'm going to get up out of here. I think he done dropped the mic on us, which is cool. You can find him on Facebook, Romeo Donati, D-N-A-T-I. Check him out.
And on the Black Road, show every Wednesday for Poetic Pleasures. I believe it comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm not sure. Y'all have to hit him up on his Facebook or on Blog Talk. Y'all can look up the Black Road up on that show.
Indeed. And with that being said, peace, love, and poetry, we are out of here. See y'all on Friday.
Show, bro. I love the show.
Thank you.